Call to order the regular assembly meeting of the city and borough of Rainville, Alaska, May 12, 2015, at 7:00 p.m. Pledge of allegiance this evening will be led by Assembly Member Julie Decker, after which if you remain standing for the invocation to be given by Skip Baer with the Baha'i.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
O thou kind Lord, this gathering is turning to thee. These hearts are radiant with thy love. These minds and spirits are exhilarated by the message of thy glad tidings. O God, let this American democracy become glorious in spiritual degrees, even as it has aspired to material degrees, and render this just government victorious. Confirm this revered nation to upraise the standard of the oneness of humanity, to promulgate the most great peace, to become thereby the most glorious and praiseworthy among all the nations of the world. O God, this American nation is worthy of thy favors and deserving of thy mercy. Make it precious and near to thee through thy bounty and wisdom.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have no ceremonial matters this evening. Roll call, please.
Assembly Members Blake.
Here.
Kusaka.
Here.
Rooney.
Here.
Decker.
Here.
Powell. Mitchell.
Here.
And Mayor Jack.
Here. Amendments to the agenda. Item four, conflict of interest. Item five, consent agenda.
Make a motion to approve those agenda items listed on the consent agenda here, and those marked with an asterisk, items 6A, 7A, and 7B.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Call roll, please.
Assembly Members Kusaka.
Yes.
Rooney.
Yes.
Decker.
Yes.
Mitchell.
Yes.
Blake.
Yes.
And Mayor Jack.
Yes. Item eight, Borough Manager's Report.
And I'll defer to Marla Sanger from the hospital.
Thank you. Marla Sanger, Rainville, Alaska. It's my pleasure to introduce you to our new CFO for Rainville Medical Center. His name is Doran Tammet, and he'll be providing our update this evening. And I've asked him to give you a little bit of information about his background. I will give you a little background information about how we came to select Doran. And many of you know about this already because I've talked to Jeff and Mayor Jack and our board members, and we had a number of people that met with Doran while he was here for a site visit. But he has been serving Petersburg Medical Center for almost a year now as CFO. And they have made some tremendous progress in their financial situation, as well as, I think, bringing a level of trust between the board and Petersburg Medical Center and also with the City Borough Assembly. And we felt like it would be worth exploring whether or not Doran might have capacity to also serve Rainville Medical Center. And so we've had a number of discussions over the past several weeks and have come to the conclusion that this is the right thing for us to do right now. So Doran will be splitting his time between Rainville Medical Center and Petersburg Medical Center. And when he's at either place, he's able to work remotely with the other place, as well as when he's also in with his family home, which is in Oklahoma. And we are very hopeful that this will be a good solution for Rainville Medical Center and hope that it will be able to last into the future. We are hoping for a term of 3 years. Our arrangement allows that either party can conclude the arrangement with 4 months' notice. But we're pretty positive about the possibilities here. And Doran has offered to let us try something that we've been talking about since I came here 2.5 years ago, which is sharing a very expensive resource across to organizations that are very similar. We have the same computer system, we have the same financial auditor, we have the same cost report preparer. So these things are already very familiar to Doran. And if the model works at such time that Doran would conclude his relationship with us, we would then have information about whether this can work and how well it can work. So Doran, if you wouldn't mind, tell us a little bit about your background. And then if you would please provide the assembly with an update on our financial situation. Thank you.
I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Could you state your name and
yes, I'm
address
sorry.
For the record, please?
Yes, sir. For the record, my name is Doran Hammett, and I could name my residency, but it kind of spans a number of places. Currently here in Wrangell and in Petersburg, as Marla said. I came to Petersburg maybe a year ago in June and have been working with them and enjoying that work very much, and so I'm looking forward to the opportunity to be here. My background, in a previous life, I spent 14 years in education, education finance and administration, teaching, residential supervision in a lot of areas. In 2000, I began work in healthcare. I spent 8 years in two different critical access facilities, the same type of facility as you have. In 2008, I began doing interim work for hospitals. Wrangell will be my 14th hospital in 7 years that I've done work with. From northern Maine to South Texas and now Alaska. So for right now, I've saved the best for last, it looks like. Time here, I think, will be well spent. Like Marla said, since I was here already, it gives both hospitals an opportunity to look at a shared CFO model to see if it will work without incurring any unusual expenses of recruiting and hiring and bringing someone here to see if it works. You get to do that with me here, and we'll see if it will be something that will work for both facilities. Having only been on the job a few days, I think that my report will be fairly brief, but I am encouraged at what I see from what I understand the situation for your hospital was just a very short time ago. I think late last year you were operating on less than 5 days cash on hand. As of today, you have approximately 25 days cash on hand, which is certainly more comfortable for you. It's not where you would like to be at a hospital this size, but it certainly kind of moves you away from the precipice where you were at one point. Currently, the hospital is operationally, there is a loss from the operation. However, funding from Medicare for meaningful use, electronic health record, actually pushes the hospital year to date to a profit of about $137,000. There are a number of areas that we will be looking at just internally, the operation of the facility. We will very shortly be at our fiscal year end, June 30. Our audit is already scheduled for the second week of August. As Marla said, I've worked with your auditors and have a very good working relationship with them. And that will continue here. I do know last year you had some significant audit adjustments for your hospital. There is not an expectation that you will have anything near like that this year. Everything looks very, very clean from my perspective. The main area that I think we'll need to focus on over the next few months is, again, cash flow. You currently have about 100 days of accounts receivable. That number really needs to come down. My goal will be to work with your administration and staff to reduce the number of days in accounts receivable to about 60. In doing so, that would raise your days cash on hand from about 25 to also about 60. Much more comfortable position for you to be in. There are a number of ways that we can do that. So the difficulty you have, as do a lot of hospitals your size, is the staffing, being able to have and keep trained the staff. You've had some turnover in that area, and it's just something you have to deal with working in a hospital this size. Again, from my initial perspective, I'm very encouraged. And being at 14 hospitals, I certainly have seen hospitals in much worse condition. I was at a hospital in Oklahoma that They would knock on my door and say, the linen guy is here, but he won't leave the linen unless we write him a check. And those are some pretty serious situations, and you do not want to be in that. And I think you're well on your way to moving away from those days where cash has been very tight. Realistically, though, in a hospital located like you and like Petersburg, the expectation of increased revenue is pretty slim. So a lot of what you have to do is continuing to control cost. Currently, year to date, your cost is running approximately $200,000 below the prior year, and it is also below your operating budget. Unfortunately, your revenue is also a little below budget too. So it's about being realistic about what to expect and working hard to make sure you're getting paid everything you need to get paid from your third parties that reimburse you. On our cost report for the prior year, the hospital did owe $200,000, but after that went and it was paid. And after that, the desk review by the state will actually owe us some money back, some additional money on meaningful use. I'm encouraged, looking forward to the work, and would be happy to answer any questions that I can answer at this point.
Anyone have any questions?
Yes, ma'am.
Excuse me.
Go ahead.
Do you have, or does the hospital have plans to keep Olinda White working with you for a certain period of time?
You know, with Olinda, I find that most of the hospitals I go to have an Olinda. They mm-hmm. have that person who has been there for a long period of time, has got the history and the knowledge. I've been very, very impressed with Olinda, and she's been very helpful. Currently, she is continuing to come in on a part-time basis. Her focus is on accounts receivable. She's got a lot of knowledge about where a number of items are, and she's helping us move through that. You know, what that long-term prospect is. I know she wants to retire, and she wants to do quilting and all this kind of stuff, she tells me. I'll hang on to her, you know, for as long as it works into what she would like to do and the needs of the hospital.
I have a follow-up question.
Okay.
Do you have school-age children?
I have school-age grandchildren.
Okay.
My wife and I live near Oklahoma City. Oklahoma is not our home, but when we started having grandchildren, they were being born in Oklahoma, so we said it's time to move to Oklahoma. And that was 8 grandchildren ago. We have 8 grandchildren ages 2 to 10. So, and 7 of the 8 live within 30 minutes of us. So they keeps my wife occupied when I'm not there and me really occupied when I'm there.
I'm just hoping to encourage your wife to come visit, and maybe she'll enjoy Wrangell enough to
She came up for 10 days in April. She really enjoyed particularly the cool weather. Oklahoma and the tornadoes and hot weather do not impress her. She's was born in Saskatchewan and grew up in Ontario, so she likes the cooler weather. So she enjoyed the time here very much. Getting her away from the grandchildren, however, though, would be quite a challenge.
Any further questions? I just have one.
Yes.
Do you foresee any problems with trying to work 2 locations like that? Is it going to burn you out?
Well, it's that arduous flight from here to Petersburg. I'm not quite sure about that. But I'm not sure yet. I think that's the luxury we have here. We can try this. You would hate to have to spend a lot of money recruiting and relocating somebody to take this type of job and then being here 6 months and saying, hey, this just does not work. I've told both Liz and Marla that if at any point either of the communities, either the hospitals see that that's not working, we can make a change. In the contract that I have, if I see that it's not working, I can make a change. But when I'm on these assignments, I'm away from home. I'm here to work. I'm usually in the office by 7 in the morning, and we'll frequently be there on weekends. But that's, you know, except when the sun shines, I hear you need to get out and do what you can when the sun's shining. But we're going to try to see how it works.
Okay, I just, if you find it's not working, I just hope you give us plenty of time to try to locate someone.
I will give you as much notice as possible. At this point, at a minimum, I think I'm committed through the end of the year. I mean, your year end's coming up in June, your audit will be in August, your cost report in October. You know, there's just way too much to do. I always tell everybody, I've got to be somewhere. I might as well be where I'm enjoying it and enjoying the people and the community and the beautiful Alaska. I mean, you really couldn't ask for it. Everybody on my Facebook is so jealous of the pictures I post. So.
Two concerns. First off, with this contract being such a short-term contract at only 2 years, what, if any, provisions are being made right now or in the near future to fulfill the CFO slot on a long-term basis? And with you splitting your time between here and Petersburg, do you have any idea just how much time you're going to be here and how much time you're going to be over there?
On average, I'll be here 12 days a month, and it'll usually be, for instance, like right now, I'll be here all this week and up through Wednesday of the 14th. Then I'll go to Petersburg and be there the rest of the next week and all the following week because that's their board meeting, and then I'll go home for a week. So typically, it's going to be about a week and a half in each place. As Marla said, I have a VPN connection on my computer, so when I'm here, I can be like I'm sitting at my desk in Petersburg. I have an excellent staff there that I have no qualms about, and I'm finding the staff here is equally good. There are certainly some areas we need to work on, but it is an experiment, and it may work and it may not. But I promise that if I decide to make a change, there will certainly be plenty of lead time. However, these positions are very difficult to recruit for. But at least you'll know whether or not a shared CFO is something that you'd like to continue with.
Okay. So first part of the question, what provisions, if any, are being made now to fill that slot?
Answer that question.
Marla Sanger, Mingle. So right now we're not actively recruiting because the term that we have in our agreement with Doran asks for 3 years. So we're not going to be recruiting and getting candidates that we then can't really follow through with when Doran still wishes to be here. So we aren't able to do that yet. But what we did ask of Doran is that should he decide to move on before that time, that he would help us recruit and train. And I know he'll do his best to do that. It is an unknown because they are very difficult positions to fill. But with respect to one of the concerns about the burnout issue or how feasible is it to manage two places, I just would call out the situation that's occurred in Ketchikan Medical Center for at least, it was more than 10 years, I'm sure, that Ken Tonges from Bellingham served as the CFO in Ketchikan Medical Center and also was the senior finance director at Bellingham St. Joseph Medical Center. It's a 200-bed-plus hospital. And granted, they have more infrastructure, so there were other people in the department that could support that finance function. But he would spend about 1 week per month in Ketchikan, and then just like Doran, he was able to work remotely and still attend to things in Ketchikan when he wasn't there, as well as being able to attend to Bellingham when he was here. Now he's currently serving as the chief administrative officer, which is their equivalent of a CEO at Ketchikan Medical Center, and is still carrying the responsibility of the CFO. This notion of having one CFO or chief administrative officer for more than one small facility is gaining a lot of traction. There's a CEO that oversees a hospital in San Juan Island and also Cedar Woolley, Washington. They're not very closely co-located. And he's been successful overseeing those. So it's something that, you know, as Dennis was saying, McMillan, at our community gathering, we have to look at things differently and try different things in order to be able to take a hospital of our size in a situation that where survivability is difficult at best and try to create ways and think of new ways that we can continue to be sustainable.
Okay.
Do we anticipate, so we have your position now, which is a transient position in terms of your commuting, basically, and then we have Olinda White, who's on half-time at her regular salary, or her salary? And then are we anticipating adding people at all to this? Because I just want to get an idea of the numbers, because I appreciate, Marla, that we're looking at cost-saving measures, and I really do appreciate that. I know that the last time we were talking about somebody who travels to Alaska from somewhere else, we were paying for them to fly home once a month to visit their family, and then we're paying for them to fly back and forth, and then we're putting them up in a hotel or paying for a house for them, and we're paying a lot of things. And I just really want to understand in my mind how that pencils out overall for cost savings. Is it dramatic? Is it a little bit? Is it a lot?
When you split it between the two facilities, yes, I think it is a significant change or significant savings. I don't anticipate adding any new staff, and I think it's Olinda's wish to kind of, you know, fade out, you know, because she's expressed that. And I think that'll happen sooner than later. You know, I'm probably not anticipating that. Well, I don't really know what I'm anticipating, but I don't anticipate it being a long time. And I've encouraged both hospitals that if they have somebody drop into their laps, and frequently that's how these positions get filled, you know, kind of word of mouth goes out in the industry, and likely the person that will fill this position is one that just kind of comes around and says, do you have any openings? So I've encouraged them to continue to look at any resumes or individuals that may come their way, because certainly, you know, that would be best for both facilities to have a located, permanent, full-time person.
And just to follow up with that, are we going to track this then in terms of what a regular position would cost us and what our current, the new position, so we can see the cost savings down the road?
We can try to do that. The scenario that you described is a very common way for an organization to fill a CFO position with someone that comes in from an agency, and you're paying those costs of going to and from. So we are and that's not something that we can necessarily say we could avoid. So by sharing, we can absorb some of that cost more easily. But what I'm interested in right now is value. We have tried the thing of purchasing services through an agency. Off they go.
I think
you can. And we have had a full-time person here. We've had two since I came. That where one was just a permanent full-time person here, the other was came through an agency, highly recommended and all that, and we didn't get the value. So right now I'm feeling like I want to know that what we're getting for the money that we're spending is going to deliver the value.
And part of the advantage you have is I was here already. You haven't paid any agency fee or transportation or anything to get me here. So again, that gives both hospitals the time to look at this kind of arrangement to see if it'll work for the long term.
I appreciate that, and I think it's fantastic. I am, and I'm going to just say it right out loud, that I'm disappointed that we don't have the person moving into our community to bring grandchildren, children, whoever, along to fill our schools and live here, buy a home, and settle into the community. But I do appreciate that it's hard to recruit professionals, and it's hard to find people who are willing to come and live in Wrangell that have many options to go wherever they want. So I do appreciate that, but my preference is always going to be that you and your wife move here and buy a lovely house and settle in.
And I would like to completely agree with you, Steve. That's my dream, too. And if we can provide a stronger, sustainable hospital system, healthcare delivery system, then our ability to attract and keep younger people that want to have families here and live here for a long time is going to be better. And that's really the goal that I'm after.
And I do appreciate that. You've got to keep the hospital doors open or else it's all for naught. So I appreciate that.
Anything further? Thank you very much.
Thank you.